Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland. This is a special program. You're not going to hear another program like this anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in very difficult times. And the reason is twofold. Number one, times are tough. But haven't they always been? There's always something going on. You know, there's a war somewhere, there's a depression or a recession, or there's inflation or something. And in our personal lives, we have ups and downs. But times are exceptionally tough nowadays, ladies and gentlemen, because we have lost our way. We have lost our collective way, and we have lost our way individually. And as we lose our way, we look to outside people to guide us. Of course, we look to the political realm, but we also look to the realm of problem solvers, helpers, experts, professionals, the mental health profession and the medical profession and the dental profession and counseling profession, the priestcraft, the ministers and pastors and chaplains. And we even look to, some of us look to psychics or, you know, something like that. Well, the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, that we're looking in the wrong place, because it was people on the outside. It was the experts. It was the movers and shakers. It was the intellectuals. It was all of those types for personal aggrandizement or to make a buck, or simply because they were caught up with some idea, some strange idea, some idea that was not in the best interests of the people. And they misled us. They misled you. See? We look to the educators. But it's a strange thing about human beings. When we have when we set up some sort of an authority to which we gravitate and to which we pay obeisance and to which we, obey, we do not see, we become blind to their folly. Today I went into into the store, and my son purchased a loaf of bread, an excellent whole wheat bread, with a very short list of ingredients, and an excellent bread for $2 and something. And so I went over to the shelf to see how much the garbage white bread would cost. And I figured it would be like half the price or something, and it's not worth, you know, that. Well, guess what? They had a major brand there, and it was over $4. It cost twice as much as the excellent bread, but it's garbage. I looked at the label. Number one ingredient, some kind of bleached wheat. Number two ingredient was water. Number three ingredient, high fructose corn syrup. And then it went down the list, a whole bunch of chemicals. Pure garbage, ladies and gentlemen. High priced. And how did they label it? They labeled it as classic, some kind of a classic bread. So you see how people are fooled? How easily people are fooled. But I say shame on those people who fool other people, who take advantage of our naivete and our innocence. I say shame on them. There's a very special place in hell, a special hot, extra hot place reserved for those types of people who take advantage. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Yes, I am a pastor. I've been around 22 years. And I know what I'm talking about. I'm very well acquainted with the effects of stress, the hypnotic effects of stress on people. But you see, we have been misled. And I could go down the list. That was just a little tiny example of how easily we are fooled and misled, ladies and gentlemen. I could go down the list and list a whole bunch, but I'm not going to. Instead, I'm going to say that we're looking to the wrong place for our direction. Now, I'm not saying that, if you need to have your starter on your car replaced, or you need help with the sprinkler system in your yard, or you need fixing your washing machine, see? Or I'm not saying that if you fall down and cut yourself real bad that you shouldn't go to have it sewn up by an expert. I'm all in favor of experts that can help us. Mechanics and plumbers and electricians and dentists and doctors. I'm very grateful that they're there. We're in a wonderful country where we have these wonderful technology and people that know a lot about such things. So I'm very grateful for all of their expertise and their help. But when it comes to the human soul, when it comes to the most important things in life, see, when it comes to dealing the relationship between a father and his daughter, and a daughter and her father, for example, see, when it comes to a marriage that began with happiness and is now in trouble, when it comes to these issues, we need more than just somebody that has a diploma on the wall. We need more than somebody who just claims to know what he or she is talking about. We need more than somebody who meddles in other people's affairs. We need understanding. We need love and we need understanding. Now, so many of our problems, ladies and gentlemen, so many of the problems that children have, for example, could be so easily solved, so easily resolved, so easily nipped in the bud if the parents had understanding, if the parents had patience and love. But they don't have understanding. They don't have patience and they don't have love. They think they do, but something is missing. The proof of the pudding is when the kids are rebelling, see, when they're not doing well in school, when the kids are taking drugs and smoking marijuana and getting sexually transmitted diseases when they're teens, and so on. When you see these things happening, when you see the relationship between the parents and the child not good, something has gone wrong. And you can't blame the child. After all, they're just children. No, something was missing in the parents. Now, why? Now, there's something missing. Something is missing. Love is missing. Patience is missing. See? And what happens when something goes wrong with our own self? When we have some sort of issues? What do? Well, we resent ourselves. We resent our condition. We resent our issue. Our diagnosis. We resent it. We resent our body. If we gain a little weight or we have a problem in a certain area, we resent it. So where is the love, ladies and gentlemen? Where is the love? We need love, ladies and gentlemen. We need understanding. And there's precious little of it out in the world. Oh, yes, and I was going to say we need more when it comes to matters of the soul, matters of the heart, matters of the relationship, and especially matters of religion. See, the purpose of life and so on. These things have to be answered. Otherwise, we live uneasily. We live, we feel uneasy and awkward, and something is wrong. See, we feel insecure and anxious. Something is missing. We need to find, I can tell you what it is, and you know what it is too. But the problem is, remember how I said we look to the world to guide us, and it's how obvious, when you look at the schools, how they've fallen apart, at society, at crime, at sexually transmitted diseases, at the divorce rate, at the misery and the suffering that go on, and the cruelty of people to each other. Out in public, they're all nice, how you doing, how's your day going? Got big plans for the weekend, everybody acts so nice, and then they go home and they're cruel to each other, make each other unhappy. Something is wrong, we've lost our way. And then we look to outside people, and the same ones that have misled us in so many other ways, the same experts that have misled us, also mislead us now when it comes to the most important things in life, like I said, especially religion and spirituality, the purpose of life, and finding one's creator. But they always step forward. You always see people there with degrees and with smiles, see, and with some, they always have something. They always have something for you, but they want something from you, see. What I was going to say earlier, though, is that we also need more than people that are just nice. See, there's plenty of people today are nice. They smile. They're very nice. They don't confront you. See, they don't criticize you. They're very supportive. They have hugs, and they have, they'll make you go buy you a cup of coffee, give you a bottled water, give you free reading material. See, they're so nice, and they're such good listeners. See, we have trained an entire generation to be seducers. How to smile, how to have nice body language, how to be friendly, how to nod your head up and down, how to ask open-ended questions. See, all that sort of thing. So people are very good at seducing other people, drawing them out, and so on and so forth. But there's nothing there. They have no substance. They're just nice. They're supportive. They're friendly. But there's nothing there, ladies and gentlemen. What you need is someone that has the spark of truth, the fire of truth, to awaken you, to throw you back upon yourself and awaken you, to search within for the answers to life's deepest questions.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals. But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland. We're having a very excellent program today, a very sober beginning, because I need to tell you the truth. See, I'm not here to win a popularity contest. You know, the last couple of weeks I read items from the news, from the newspaper. It was very interesting, but I've got to sit here and talk from the heart. See, I've got to talk from the heart and seek to awaken you. Now, I have written 12 books. I have been on the air 22 years. And I have a website called Talk to a Pastor Online. When you go there, you can actually chat with me. You can actually click on the chat button and ask me a question. Now, I won't do counseling there, but you can ask me a question. You can say, Roland, when are you available for counseling? What counseling options do you have, or pastoral coaching options, or, you know, can you help me with this issue or with that issue? You can ask those kind of questions, and it's free. And then, if you'd like a little pastoral coaching, then you can actually talk to me. You can chat, text chat, email, Skype, telephone, you name it. All the options are there, ladies and gentlemen, and my 12 books, and the fabulous meditation, the absolutely fabulous, fabulous mindfulness meditation that I have. Now, on one of my sites, I had an article, and at the bottom of the article it says, Dr. Roland Trujillo, I have an Master of Science, an earned Master of Science, and I have a doctorate in pastoral psychology. It says, Dr. Roland Trujillo is one of the world's foremost experts on Christian mindfulness meditation. And I sat there and I looked at that. You know, it was like, you know, have you read something about yourself and it seemed like it was about somebody else? Dr. Roland Trujillo is one of the world's foremost experts on Christian mindfulness meditation. And you know, I sat there and I looked at it and I realized that that is absolutely true, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely true. And I'm not bragging. It just happens to be true. Okay? Now, these wonderful resources. Now, how can you find talktoapastoronline.blogspot.com? Well, I have a fun little way of getting there. There's two ways. Number one, talktoapastor.tk. Have you heard of the new TK? It's like .com or .org or .info. It's .tk. It's really cool. talktoapastor.tk. And another one is dearpastor.tk. If you want to find my site, just go to dearpastor.tk. Is that easy or is that easy? And of course, you'll all remember www.commonsensecounseling.org, of course, but talktoapastor.tk or dearpastor.tk. Now, when I come back, I'm going to tell you about my latest book. Remember I said I have 12 books? My latest book, it is just really great. I'll tell you about my book, so stay tuned. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org.
You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm your host for this most unusual, very special program. It could be a lifesaver for you. Remember there was a movie called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World? Well, it is, ladies and gentlemen, and it was a funny movie. It's still funny, even after all these years. It was made, what, 40 years ago, 50 years ago? I don't know, but it's if you have a chance, watch it. It's hilarious. But it's not funny anymore. I mean, the real thing is not funny. It is a mad world. But you don't want to be mad. You don't want to be mad. You want to be sane, and you want to be calm. You want to be a good husband, good wife, a good parent. You need help. You need to learn how to deal with stress. You need to learn how to stop overreacting. That's your problem. See, what I never got to tell you was that the thing about the experts is that they don't know what they're talking about. See, when it comes to these issues that we face, these psycho-spiritual issues, what you need is someone who knows what they're talking about, who can actually show you how to become centered and to calm down. And yes, there are a lot of people that can help you with that. But see, something else is needed. Remember I said love and understanding? That's what's needed. There has to be a little bit of love and understanding. That's what you need. It's a missing ingredient that will make everything else work. Was it St. Augustine that said, love God and do what thou wilt? Love God and do what you will or what you want. See, if you love God, everything you do will work out. You can't go wrong. My new book. Well, actually, it's a book I co-authored. It's written by Michael Carlos Simon, but I'm the co-author. It's called Mike's Story, How I Overcame Depression, Bipolar, OCD, Anxiety, and Other Issues Without Drugs. I'm going to read from the back cover. Mike's Story, How I Overcame Depression, Bipolar, OCD, Anxiety, and Other Issues Without Drugs. Mike's story is a powerful personal testimony of someone who overcame mental health and other issues and went on to enjoy a successful, productive life. Mike tells you about his childhood, the traumas, the obsessions and compulsions. Have any of you had, thoughts like, if you get this ominous feeling that if you don't, touch wood 20 times, or if you don't arrange your shoes in a certain way, or if you don't close the closet door, something awful is going to happen, and it becomes a very strong feeling that you have to do that? A lot of people do. A lot of kids do. A lot of kids do. Mike did. He got over it. Tells you about his 20s, the depression, the doubts and fears. Yeah, he got really depressed when he was in his 20s. He was so depressed he just laid around for weeks, months. Couldn't do anything. Want to do anything. He got over it. You'll read about Mike's close call with Dr. Rough Handling. Oh, yes. Have you ever been to a doctor that examined you in a harsh way where you got hurt? Where you felt pain? Mike loves to philosophize about life, love, and he likes Frank Sinatra, too. Mike saves the best for last. How he found his spiritual roots with the help of meditation, a change of heart. Yes, indeed. You know what this book really is? It's actually the Confessions of St. Augustine brought up to date. It's actually a personal recovery testimony like St. Augustine, who talks about his spiritual journey and how he found God after many, many years. But it's brought up to date. It's got all the latest issues in it. All the anxiety and social anxiety, phobia and Viper, and all the issues are there. PTSD, they're all there. Mike overcame them. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse.
Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Go to dearpastor.tk. Look at the site. It's really cool. It's a cool site. You'll like it. A lot of good information there. A lot of free articles. Free audio. These programs are archived there. You can listen to them. Check out the meditation and get this new book. This new book, it's on Amazon. You can get it in an ebook for me for a small donation, or you can buy it in paperback at Amazon. So come on over to dearpastor.tk. Visit me, help me, help yourself. And until we meet again, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.